Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Medical Report. We have Harley Schlanger here, and Harley, lots of stories to cover today. Let's get started from the top.
I think probably the most important story is the removal of the security clearance from John Brennan.
Yeah, exactly.
Paranoid reaction from Brennan and his supporters. And Brennan actually said this is a suppression of free speech. Trump never told him he can't keep saying the stupid, crazy things he's saying. He just said he's not going to let him have a security clearance if he's going to act so idiotic.
Actually, I go beyond that, and I've said this over again all week long. When we have a soft coup, which is the statements by Brennan and other so-called ex-pundits from the intelligence agencies, they need to be charged and imprisoned immediately for a soft coup, which is as dangerous as a hard coup with violence and attempted murder or assassination. So as far as I'm concerned, Brennan should go to jail, should not get a book deal, and shouldn't be on CNN or any other as a pundit using his security clearance as a way of getting access to validate his lies.
Well, and that's, I think, the first step now to remove the security clearance. We don't know exactly what Giuliani was talking about, but Giuliani said that by September 1st, everything is going to become much more clear. I think that's the time that he's given...
That's called a hammer. That's called the hammer's coming to come down, right?
He's given Mueller until September 1st to accept their terms for an interview, or else there's not going to be an interview, and in fact, they may decide to shut down the investigation.
I'm almost a lawyer. I could take a law school and go back and get a law degree in a year. No lawyer, and this includes Greg Jarrett, who wrote The Russian Hoax, no lawyer in his right mind would advise Trump under any circumstances to spend 2 seconds with Mueller asking any question. Because any answer Trump gives is going to be considered a shade of the truth and therefore a lie and is indictable. And I don't think it was the Constitution way it is that Trump should answer any questions from Mueller. Mueller needs to shut up and go away.
Well, I think it's clear that Trump is not going to answer his questions. And I think that's partly the reason you see the panic and the paranoia, the escalation of the attacks on Roger Stone. They're very nervous about what's going to come out of the Manafort case. You know, is there going to be a conviction or not?
Doesn't matter. Trump will give him a pardon. This is a pseudo case trying to squeeze Manafort to give false information so they can prepare the Democrats, if they hit a blue wave, to impeach Trump. The entire thing is a manic race to impeach President Trump and to delegitimize the 2016 election.
Well, and it's based on a whole series of frauds, most of which started from London. So I think the encouraging thing is, number one, the fact that he finally pulled the trigger on removing Brennan's security clearance. I think the second thing is the FISA warrant. Will this finally get declassified? I think you also have the Peter Strzok firing, which is very important.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you have the hearing on the 28th where Bruce Orr is going to be brought before a closed session. And Orr is in the firing line on the whole question of his relationship.
Listen, he was in the narcotics division. He managed, because his wife, Nellie, was working in this agency, actually, there was DPS. To me, this was a total violation, and because he lied on multiple levels, he's guilty of a federal crime. He needs to go to prison. And we have things like this one, Reality Winner, who's a minor minion. She's going to get one of the longest sentences for lying on the documents she released back about a year ago. And yet, all these major players, including right up to Obama, are walking or doing book tours or working as pundits on news media with cable television. It's disgusting.
The legal system in this country, it tends to be slow unless they use the rocket docket, the prosecutors do, like they did with LaRouche. But I think what's happening is that the overwhelming evidence is showing that, number one, there was no collusion by Trump with the Russians.
Right.
Number two, they have not yet produced a shred of evidence that the Russians did a hack of the DNC. And in fact, what's interesting is that I read this one commentary which said, Brennan said, yes, Trump definitely colluded. I've seen the evidence. And the person responded saying, all right, then why haven't you shown us the evidence? If you have evidence of collusion, why keep it a secret?
Do you know the evidence is? His ugly face. He's furrowing his brow, looking grouse, like he's some kind of mad dog about to bite and should be put down. I mean, this is a disgusting man, just like Peter Strzok, who does the same thing, furrows brow, leans his forehead forward with his eyes sunk into his skull, and then bare his teeth and look like he's a mild animal about to bite. He needs a rabies shot. He needs to be put down. How's that?
Well, these are people who have violated the Constitution, their oath of office, the laws, and they're involved in, as you said earlier, a coup against the election in 2016.
Right.
Now, the fact is that here we are toward the midterms in 2018, and the coup hasn't worked yet. And Trump.
Yeah, but why hasn't it not stopped it? I have a formula to have Trump stop the coup. Number one, he needs to force Rosenstein to recruit himself. He needs to replace him. And after 2018, if Sessions hasn't done all his work, he needs to be replaced too, after 2018. He needs to start de-licensing media, which, by the way, they did a poll, and 43% of Trump supporters support the actions against the media. I believe in soft coups need to de-license networks like CNN and MSNBC and magazines like the Jeff Bezos Washington Post. I think we should say, if someone threatens a president like the Antifa, I saw two people on Antifa threaten to assassinate the president, why are these people not in leg irons in a maximum security prison? Damn it. You know, and I'm going to tell you, just like the statement from Roger Stone, if the Democrats manage to impeach Trump or start anything like an assassination and try to take over government, there'll be, as Roger Stone says, a level of violence that this country or no country on earth has ever seen if they try to disarm us Americans who support Trump and want to have a revolution to bring power back to the people from the deep state. And the Special Operations Division that even recently, last November, harassed and terrorized Mr. Alawid bin Talal and forced him to shut down media against Alex Jones. And these kind of actions aren't okay. There's a total violation of common sense and decency, and we need to stop it. And if they think they're going to stop it by neutralizing Trump or assassinating him, they got another thing coming. As Roger Stone says, they can't believe what's coming for them. And it won't be a bunch of angry Antifa. It'll be us racing toward the Capitol buildings of every state and Washington, D.C. and taking over. We're not going to put up with it. We're not.
Well, for that to happen, we have to have an immediate higher level of thinking from the people who are the Trump supporters. Because the problem is they are... Because of the media, the preponderance of media control against Trump, they're confused and they don't fully understand that this is a British coup.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree that this operation is totally, even the recent thing where Trump has been fooled by his advisors to sanction Russia again, this is an obscenity. And it made me so angry, you know. People say, oh, you're a Trump supporter. I said, well, he does things right. He screwed up because his advisors, I call it Trump abuse syndrome, advised him that the Russians poisoned this former spy and his daughter. Hogwash. I'm a hazmat toxicologist. This chemical was only produced by the British at Porton Down, Britain. These are liars. These people like Theresa May and the people all around her, they're liars. The British did this, and they did it because the globalists don't want to have a dialogue between America and Russia to stabilize things and prevent a future nuclear war or proliferation of weapons, which, by the way, North Korea got them from Russia because we haven't maintained peace or tried to work out a dialogue with them. And the British are behind it, as you say. So we come back and we let you do the full discussion. I get pretty angry over this because when I heard Trump do this last week, it made me mad that Trump would succumb to his idiots to put more sanctions on Russia. And you've got some articles on this, too, we're going to talk about. Ridiculous.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
With Harley, you want to pick up the news about what happened in Italy with this bridge? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is very significant because the company that owns the bridge was privatized, which is the policy that was enforced through the European Union. It's the same thing that they're trying to do in the United States with infrastructure, is privatize it so private corporations make money. Now, the company that owned this bridge and much of the highway system in Italy is the Benetton family. You know, the United Colors of Benetton, the clothes company? Well, they privatized. They bought up the Autostrada in about one-third of Italy. And what happened, what's coming out now, is that they had been told this bridge was weak, it needed to be reinforced. And instead of doing it this spring, when the word first came out, they postponed it until the middle of September. Why? Because the last weeks of August are the biggest weeks of tourism. And Genoa is a center for France, for the islands off Italy, for southern Italy, for tourists coming into Italy. And so they figured they'd make more money if they kept it open. Now, at the same time, the other part of it is that the European Union keeps denying Italy's requests to spend money on infrastructure. So this is a perfect test case that shows that the bureaucrats in Brussels, just like the neoliberals in the U.S. Congress who are calling for public-private partnerships, privatization of infrastructure, are killers because they're trying to make profit without actually building or repairing damaged infrastructure. And now, it just came out today that only 10% of the bridges in Germany are considered very safe. And there are about 15% which are considered dangerous.
Really?
Now, what's the German government doing? They're saying they don't have the money. Well, they have a budget surplus. they used to use the money they had to generate credit through something called the Kreditanstalt für Wiederaufbau, the development
thing. Sounds like Hamiltonian credit system was set up in America to build industries because the British wouldn't even sell us looms or machines to be able to make rifles. Right?
And
so we had our own system set up.
After World War II, Germany adopted a Hamiltonian policy in the 50s, which became known as the economic miracle, the rebuilding of Germany. It was small amounts of credit through the Marshall Plan. The Marshall Plan was very small, really. But the credit was used as seed capital for a capital budget. So the German government created credit against it to fund major projects, including autos, auto manufacture, engines, machine tools. And we've seen the result. Germany has once again established a high degree of engineering and technical excellence. Now, instead of using that to continue and to actually share that with countries in Africa and elsewhere, they're letting it rot. They're doing the same thing we did in the United States, outsourcing, going for the cheap labor, cheap raw materials. And this is why Germany is probably going to be the next major economic crisis, unless France beats them to it. In the Italian situation, Salvini, who's the vice minister, came out today and said, look, we're going to spend on infrastructure, we're going to invite the Chinese in, we're not going to let Brussels kill Italians in the name of saving money. And I think that's the lesson. Neoliberalism is based on the idea that you make more money by not repairing, not building, not investing in research and development, as opposed to the American system, which is that you do those things that I just laid out. You spend
the
money.
What's liberal about that? I mean, liberality means things like, how can I find a cheaper, better, comprehensive healthcare system? How can I make better infrastructure and roadways? I don't understand this. These words are so lying in terms of the intent of
the term neoliberalism comes from the Austrian school, because they said that liberal means no government interference. That's the old...
Oh, okay. So this is an extension of that idea, that just leaving laissez-faire, or just letting it fall apart and letting people, you know, buses fall through broken bridges or people die on highways that have got potholes is neoliberal, because we just let, you know, things... I call this the difference between what I learned in emergency departments 45 years ago by the nurses. This is not accidents. These are on purposes. This is not rebuilding bridges like the Genoa Bridge. This is rebuilding roadways so they're dangerous to drive around a mountain, say, in Italy.
And Bill, the other problem with Genoa is that many of the bridges that have been repaired in the 60s were repaired entirely with cement and concrete, not with steel.
Oh, yeah. So there's no rebar. It's like not giving, you know, taking drugs like bisphosphonate drugs to people's bones. And the densitometry says their bones are strong, but they're not. They're dense. There's no strength to them. So would you pay a truck driver with a very expensive truck to drive over a heavy load over a bridge with no rebar? I don't think so. So it's the same damn thing.
This is, and meanwhile, what are they doing with steel industry? They're shutting it down. They're saying we have a surplus of steel. But we need steel. We need to rebuild infrastructure with the most advanced technologies.
Right.
And you can produce steel right now with oxygen-intense processes, with plasmas, that will be the highest grade at a fraction of the cost that it used to be.
Right.
But they're not doing it.
And laminar steel, which is basically like the ancient samurai swords, laminar steel with thousands of layers per centimeter, so that they're far stronger and far lighter than previous steel that was manufactured.
So what we're seeing is the triumph of a neoconservative strategic policy and a neoliberal economic policy, which has put the world on the course toward war and financial collapse. And then we're seeing it get blamed on Turkey. It's getting blamed on Argentina. But in fact, the symptoms we're seeing in the developing sector of problems financing the debt is that they were loaded up with debt by the banks in the advanced sector, supposedly as economic progress.
Wow.
And so they can't cover the costs, and now they're being targeted for International Monetary Fund conditionalities, which means no spending on the population, no improvements in infrastructure. Save money so you can pay the debt first.
Well, that's a similar thing here in California. The state is in debt up to its eyeballs, and yet it does stupid things like try to to force people to put solar on all new home construction. And we're putting in solar with Sunrun, but it's our personal decision. It shouldn't be the state. And they're not managing waterworks here, so, you know, the water, you know, the underground, say, reservoirs or water management here is insane in this state. They don't clear out the duff, so it stops forest fires, so both on federal land and on state land. And it, by the way, it's not just the state here, it's the federal government, too. So that's why it silenced Trump when, you know, the governor came back and made the statement, hey, you're not clearing the federal lands either. Of course you're not. Again, this would involve actually even getting citizens or even hiring people to come in there and clean up the stuff. That's basically a fire accelerant, you know, dead trees and so on. They're not doing a damn thing or moving the power lines to have sparks.
It means we have to go back to something we used to know about called the capital budget,
right,
which was funding that was outside of the day-to-day costs of government for right. longer-term projects. And a capital right. budget, what Eisenhower used to build the highway system in the 50s.
Well, I think we talked about this a few years ago, the idea of a North American water project. And honestly, we could recharge the Ogallala Aquifer with water in North America from not only off the coast like icebergs, but also water projects from Canada, etc. There's no excuse for us not recharging our aquifers all around the country.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. We've got Harley for another segment here, and of course we're going to bring in Gary Richard Arnold and my son Matthew will be joining us at the top of the hour. You've got a lot of stuff to talk about Bill Browder and the Magnitsky Act, which was passed by both Democrats and Republicans. Further sanctions against Russia that are not justified by the facts. And Browder keeps on lying at the same time stuffing his pockets with billions of dollars. This is really disgusting that the deep state and the British banks and the globalists, including the Special Operations Division, are running our world like a bunch of mobsters. And the average person, both on the left and right, doesn't get it, do they?
Well, I hope you post the article I sent you on this new book that was written about Browder.
Right.
Because what it shows is that Browder not only is a liar, but that he's not even the powerful guy. He was put up by a string of money laundering psychotics, starting with Robert Maxwell and including Edmund Safra. Both Maxwell and Safra died mysteriously when their banking operations fell apart because they were Ponzi schemes. But Safra was the one who set up the money for Browder to go into Russia and loot Russia. Now, when Safra's company collapsed, his bank was taken over by Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, HSBC, which was not only the drug bank, but was the original bank that mapped out the shock therapy which destroyed Russia in the 90s under Yeltsin.
Right.
So Browder went into Russia, made a fortune swindling Russian citizens out of the vouchers they were given by the government, because out of desperation they were selling the vouchers at a nickel on the dollar because they didn't think they were going to get any money to live. So Browder set up dummy companies, shell companies. He hired an accountant named Sergei Magnitsky, not a lawyer. Magnitsky was figuring out how, after you set up these shell companies, how do you get a tax break? How do you get money back from the Russian government? and he figured out a scam to take $230 million from the Russian government for Browder. Now, that's what Magnitsky was being investigated for when he met his untimely end. And look, no one wants to see someone die in a prison. But Browder made up the whole story of beatings. Magnitsky's own mother said it was lack of medical attention that caused his death, not beatings.
In other words, he had a medical problem in prison, and that's what killed him, not being tortured to death in a Russian prison, is what you're saying, right?
And then Browder went before the U.S. Congress. The people who brought him in were the Maryland Senator Cardin and, of course, John McCain, to tell a story where he gets tears in his eyes talking about the heroic figure of Sergei Magnitsky taking on Vladimir Putin. It's all a lie. Now, here's the irony. The congressmen know it's a lie. They know Magnitsky was not a lawyer. They know that Putin is not pocketing 50% of all the proceeds of every oligarch in Russia. Browder said Putin has $200 billion stashed away.
Right.
Now, when he was asked, I mean, he was never asked in the Congress how he has this, where these figures come from. When he hired a filmmaker to make a film about Magnitsky, and the filmmaker, whose name is Nekrasov, started investigating, he found out that Browder's story was full of holes. So when he tried to interview Browder, and he started showing Browder how none of this adds up, Browder accused him of being controlled by Putin. Then Browder's lawyers would not allow this film to be shown in any theater anywhere in the world. And the book that I just reviewed by my friend Alex Kiner was just delisted again by Amazon. And the person who filed the complaint about it is the same Jonathan Weiner who worked with Christopher Steele and Victoria Nuland to build up the anti-Trump story and to run the situation in Ukraine. Yeah.
Oh, my.
So it's a small world, isn't it, when you have a group of evil people who continue to carry out evil deeds.
It sounds like the song The Small World in Disneyland. If you go to the Disneyland, it's a small world after all. Only this is a criminal small world. You have to say it with a different accent. Maybe a Minion of Satan accent.
Well, and what you have is the same people keep showing up, like Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, Safra. Safra was involved in drug money laundering, arms trafficking. He goes back to the Iran-Contra story where he was running guns first to Iraq and then to Iran. He's an Israeli, Brazilian, British banker. So you have these same networks who are protected. You know, one of the people, when Browder was kicked out of Russia the first time, and they should have arrested him instead of kicking him out. But when they kicked him out, you know who he got to intervene with Putin? Tony Blair. Tony Blair went to a
G8
and was saying to Putin, why did you do this? Why did you do this? And Putin said, I'll check into it. I don't know anything about it. Browder's claim, of course, is that Putin personally was involved in his persecution.
Which is not true.
No. No, there's, in fact, what this book points out, it's called The Grand Deception. What the book points out is that Russia actually does have a legal system. And it's a legal system which, in many ways, is better than ours. Robert Mueller could not operate with impunity in Russia right now.
Right.
Because you have to have proof. You can't get indictments without evidence.
And well, not only that, a counterintelligence investigation, which is what Mueller has, shouldn't be turned into a criminal investigation on a witch hunt. For example, the charges against Manafort has nothing to do with even the counterintelligence stuff. What's going on here is ridiculous. It should have been referred to local courts. If you did a violation of the law, which, by the way, is standard operational procedure of virtually all lobbyists in the Beltway, it's not something anomalous, is it?
Well, and also, if you work in Ukraine and make money in Ukraine and then deposit it in a bank and send it to the United States, that's not money laundering. That's what everyone does. That's what corporations do when they make money. They sell something in France and they move it to their banks. Actually, unfortunately,
That's why it's not brought home because big corporations like Apple Corporation doesn't deposit it in American banks. They don't have to pay American taxes, right?
Yeah.
This is standard operational procedure. This is not anomalous, is it? It's ridiculous.
No, Manafort actually brought it to the U.S. banks. He spent it in the U.S. So he's being persecuted for that.
But then if you spend some of it buying fancy clothes, you've got to be guilty because you look good.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so ridiculous. It's like, if you made this as a Hollywood script, they'd say, look, I don't like the script. Nobody would believe it. But whatever drugs you're taking when you wrote the script, I want the drugs.
Yeah.
The illegal drugs.
One other point I want to bring up, speaking of drugs, the latest figures came out on 2017 on opioid deaths. And
right.
It's up 10% over 2016. Over 70,000 people died from overdoses of opium-related products, mostly, increasingly, from pharmaceutical companies and synthetics. That means more people died in 1 year in the United States, many of which were suicide, many of which were just overdoses, than in the entire Vietnam War.
Right.
So this is showing the degree of the degeneration in the United States and the loss of hope, people giving up, and also the pharmaceutical companies allowed to make profits on these things.
Yeah, but it's not just regular Oxycontin made through the pharmacies, Purdue Pharma. It's made illegally at knockoff facilities and then imported in here. Even the illegal fentanyl is actually brought in from China, but it's not China that's doing it. It's these drug fences that are bringing it across the Mexican border.
Yeah.
Right? So people have to understand, and by the way, our deep state is making the $2 trillion a year in the illegal drug trade. The reason why the same people like Brennan and so on, the Special Operations Division, are directly allied with our version and our allies within the drug cartels in Mexico and Central and South America. This is not anomalous. This is standard operational procedure. That's what's disturbing about it. The reason why they're getting away with this is because our intel agencies are allied with specific cartels, aren't they?
Well, and where do you think they get the money to fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda?
Well, of course they do, and it's off the books. So neither the Congress nor the Senate nor the President gets any oversight of it either. This is off the books.
Selling cocaine in the United States in the 80s to fund the Nicaragua War.
Right, yeah, exactly. So in other words, we have a tumor inside the intel agencies that tries to think it's running all these operations completely against the U.S. government and Constitution with no oversight by our branches of government.
Yep.
No oversight at all.
Healthcare reform.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Some of our analysis of current events. What I often like to do is what I call drudge it. And we go and we see the Cape Cod Summer of Sharks. We see the fires all over the world. We see Iran ready for jihad posts that they have sleeper cells of militants hibernating in the USA positioned for attack. And I've used analogies like this in the past, saying that some Iranian terrorist has got a lyophilized superweapon from the former biopreparat facilities, Soviet Union. Once the Soviet Union fell, those bioweaponeers went to Tehran and to Syria, carrying their super weapons. People need to realize that the firing shots of war with Iran isn't just going to occur there. It'll occur also here in America with the release of super weapons if we decide to attack Iran, which we are doing in a sense financially now, but we have to realize what the consequences are in terms of effects here. My son Matthew is coming on early because we're finished with Harley. He had to take a break early. Welcome to the program, Matthew, and of course you're going to be joining us also for hour number 3 with Gary Richard Arnold. So welcome to the program. Sit forward, Matthew, because we don't want to have you close enough to the microphone. I want you to continue your dialogue about who's running the government. You made some interesting comments when we were talking the other day about how the Special Operations Division of the CIA, after the enactment, firstly by John F. Kennedy, who later they killed him the same.
Yeah, let me just explain it. Okay.
I'd like to explain this thesis, because people need to understand that our government, in a sense, has been taken over for a long time, hasn't it?
Well, it's been a gradual process of conquest, essentially. What happened is in 1962, John F. Kennedy, the president everyone knows, was assassinated in November 1962.
Speak loud enough so we can get on the speaker.
Kennedy was assassinated about a year after, in 1962, he authorized the creation of what then was called the Special Operations Division of the CIA, which is actually an illegal version of the CIA. Essentially, it was a version of the CIA created without culpability of the United States government itself, because it engages in illegal activities, which the USA does not want to take
responsibility for.
So essentially, from the very beginning, it was created in order to sabotage the Soviet Union in ways that were not lawful, and which the Department of Defense and CIA themselves could not act, including all sorts of illegal things like spying on American citizens, colluding with the mafia, all sorts of very bad stuff, even from the beginning. And JFK, after they proposed, we blame the Joint Chiefs of Staff for this, but actually they just authorized it for some reason. Who knows what reason? But the original version of SAD or SOD back then were the ones who created Operation Northwoods, which was proposed to Kennedy in the same year, 1962, to hijack airliners, blow up American vessels, attack American troops, and even to commit terror attacks on American civilians and blame it on Cuba. This was rejected by Kennedy, but it was too late at that point. He attempted to restrict the powers of SAD, and he also attempted to force the Israelis to cancel their nuclear program, which was part of this criminal activity. You see, SAD involves proxy states and nominal states of the United States, such as Israel and Saudi Arabia, which are full of organized crime and essentially run by crime. The governments there have no control over the crime. That's why there are West Bank settlements and so forth. And because Kennedy attempted to force the Israelis with ultimatums to cancel their nuclear program, the SAD involving the Israelis and the Sicilian Mafia of New Orleans got a communist fanatic patsy, Lee Harvey Oswald, to assassinate JFK, while they also, just as they usually do with these false flag operations, they also had their own gunmen there, which fired on the president.
Right.
And actually shot the lethal bullet.
Right. In fact, I saw the autopsy from Parkland Memorial Hospital at our medical school, Dalhousie, before it became classified, and there were multiple shooters from multiple angles that were at the same level as the vehicle, not from a book depository. Please continue.
So in other words, JFK was the founder of SAD, but within a year of creating it, they killed him. And after that, SAD also put several other presidents in power. Now, there are numerous levels on which there are, as Revelation says, a 7 kings and then an 8th.
Right.
Such as, for example, the G7 and the 8th being the European Union. And internationally, we have people like Merkel and Justin Trudeau, which are key in World War III. But in the United States, this manifests as 7 presidents, which have been instrumental in enabling SAD to come to power. SAD being the illegal counterpart to the CIA, which does not answer to the CIA director or to the president or Pentagon or anybody else, because its activities are concealed, illegal, and no one wants to take responsibility for it. But they are no longer even acting in interest of the United States. They act in interest of their own criminal agenda, which includes such things as the criminal activity in Saudi Arabia and Israel, and the criminal activity in Europe. And these people, as I said, Alex Jones talks about China, Democrats talk about Russia, but China and Russia are like Boy Scouts in comparison to SAD as far as doing evil deeds
right.
and being dangerous to our security. Because, well, I'll explain. So Kennedy was the first of these seven kings of SAD, right? The seven presidents who enabled SAD. The second one was Richard Nixon with his illegal Watergate stuff and spying on DNC and FBI and so forth. Then there was Jimmy Carter, who was the founder of the Mujahideen and therefore Al-Qaeda, who, which is when SAD hired and began to take control of Islamist terrorism with Osama bin Laden, who was a SAD agent. And I think
his actual CIA name was Osama, given that they supposedly
buried him at sea. I suspect that they never killed bin Laden, and he's probably just under an alias in Saudi Arabia,
right.
even involved in this purge and stuff. That's just a theory. I don't know any. I don't have any evidence of that, except for the fact that it's suspicious.
It's anti-Muslim to bury you at sea, isn't it?
It's suspicious that they knew about. Yeah. They knew about where bin Laden was and did not capture him for years and years. He was just in some suburb of a city in Pakistan, within like a mile of a golf course. And also, when they previously were going to capture bin Laden in Afghanistan, the CIA was about to capture him, and SAD gave orders not to supply them with supplementary troops so that they were unable to capture Osama bin Laden in 2001. So, I think that Osama bin Laden is still a SAD agent, and that he actually, Al-Qaeda and 9/11 and so forth, that was... orchestrated by the illegal counterpart of the CIA.
And by the way, bin Laden's
agency.
Let me insert something.
17th intelligence agency, right? Which is SAD.
Right. By the way, bin Laden's son is now marrying the daughter of one of the so-called pilots who flew into the World Trade Center from Saudi Arabia.
What they will do is they will take some crazy person who wants to commit an attack, but they usually are doing it in a shoddy way that's not going to have many casualties or much effect, and they will actually assist the attack and ensure that it has that it's dramatic and has large numbers of casualties. So, for example, in 9/11, Al-Qaeda was plotting to carry out 9/11, and they went in and demolished the buildings with the tenants inside. Larry Silverstein took out an insurance policy on which he made $3.5 billion.
Double insurance.
Right. So he, SAD did 9/11, all right, and they did Oklahoma City as well.
Right.
And this was, but the thing is, you have to realize, okay, so after Jimmy Carter, there was... Ronald Reagan, he was also one of these people who enabled SAD with his criminal authorizations against communists in the U.S. And then it was George H.W. Bush, right?
Your father.
So we've got JFK 1, right? And these are the seven kings that brought about the 666, or SAD.
Yeah.
Then you've got Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, then it was Bill Clinton. Now, see, you'll notice that at this point, right, SAD was able to use what they call the political action group of SAD to manipulate the elections in order to get their men in office. And that's why we had a line of presidents, one after another, who were all SAD operatives. They were all operatives of the political action group of SAD. George H.W. Bush, and we can continue after the break to describe who these people are and what has happened here.
Absolutely. We'll continue. We're going to be having Matthew with Gary Richard Arnold, and again, we finish off every week with talking about the deep state and who's really running it. These are the worst of the worst guys.
Yeah, they're the worst of the worst by far. They make Hitler and Stalin look like Boy Scouts.
Exactly. They make Hitler and Stalin and China and Russia look like Boy Scouts compared to our own rogue intel agency, SAD.
They're total criminals.
Right. Back in a moment with hour number three. You don't want to miss it. Gary Richard Arnold and my son Matthew is here to tell you the truth, make you think, and ask better questions. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned. Hour three coming up.
It's been
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.